Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T. F-F-F-F-U-T. F-U-T. T. Hello, footies. Welcome along to your tri-weekly dose of FIFA Ultimate Team podcasting. We are Foot in Review. It is Wednesday, April the 28th, and you are listening to episode number 267. It's our 133rd in our third season, and thank you very much indeed for taking the time to join us. But I'll start this show with a query. What do you get when an Englishman living in Scotland, and a Scotsman walk into a bar? You get tonight's podcast, because as well as myself, Dan Wimbush, I am joined by the teddy bear, Grandpapa Matt. Chris?
How are you, my friend?
I'm good, thanks, buddy. Yourself?
I was all right till Sunday, and then, you know, after Sunday, then I found out I got a St. Johnson fan on the podcast as well, so congratulations to him. I think it's all the Celtic fans have got their wish. I'm sitting here squirming.
Absolutely, and that Super Jays fan is none other than Nathan making an appearance on the show. Nate, thanks for joining us, mate. Whoa, sorry there, footies. A little bit of a technical hitch in the old post-edit here. We seem to have lost all of our audio for about a minute-long period. So, unfortunately, we've missed Nate, you know, giving a little gentle ribbing to Grandpapa Mac. Whether that was Grandpapa Mac deliberately sabotaging the recording, we will never know. I'll put it to him on the next show. But unfortunately, for whatever reason, our audio drops out for about a minute or so. Basically, the bit we're missing is just teeing up the fact that it's the latest team of the week, and Nate is just guiding us through some of the highlights of the players to look out for. So we'll rejoin him as he discusses that. So apologies for that, but here we go.
But even that, Nate, he's got 85 pace, which you think for a centre half is actually really good. But then you go into sprint speed, it's down in the 70s.
Ouch.
His sprint speed's 93, but his acceleration 75. So it's not actually really going to be that beneficial. So there's a few okay names of fodder, I guess. You've got Griezmann in there, who's a 90-rated striker. And then some sort of, you've got DePaul, who's 86. But apart from that, there's not really anybody that stands out as usable at this stage anyway.
Chris, anybody that stuck out to you?
I quick look at Griezmann, and then you then see his stats, you know, because he's 90, he's the highest rated card in that team of the week, and you look at his stats, you think, oh, it's not too bad. Then it's like dreaded 3-star weak foot. That's it. Game over, I'm afraid. Yeah, this stage of the game.
It is very slim pickers. I mean, Kimpembe has been a player that in the last FIFA was really good. I mean, he's got an 87 red card this week, 81 pace with 80 acceleration, 82 sprint speed. The problem with every single one of these cards is they're all going to get upstaged in the next 5 weeks. So, you know, not being overly negative, you know, obviously there are people who maybe can't afford the Team of the Season cards and people that won't be lucky and won't get them. So, you know, if they do happen to pack them, and look, there are some usable players. I think Sandro's probably just, well, again, he's got 83 pace. I'm struggling here, lads.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the Sandro card, I mean, he's 85s there, and it's not particularly expensive, 50,000, but he's got an 87 card as well. It's a 176 at the moment. So I'm not sure. I'm sure John has that one. Probably. He won't need to, even John don't think we'll do this left-back card.
Yeah, for you Championship fans out there, Adam Armstrong has got an in-form card. He's now got a gold card. But again, it's not as good as the what-if SBC. Although he's actually quicker than his 79. He's got a 79 rated card now that's quicker than his 85, which is interesting. 96 pace. So if you are somebody that is trying to work in some of these Team of the Season from the Championship, this guy you can pick up for 14K. He's had 96 pace, 80 shooting as well. So, you know, chuck a finisher on him and he can certainly do a job for you. We might well end up with something like a Championship objective again in Icon Swaps, because we've still got Icon Swaps 3 to come at some stage. They've been quite quiet on that front. And other than that, anything else before we move swiftly on?
The other bit is the prices of them are still really low, obviously due to Team of the Season being out, but you never know what might happen after Team of the Season. If you still need informs for SBCs and that, then it could be a good time to pick up, because a lot of them are still hovering sort of 10, 11K, so might be worth stocking up.
Yeah, and just the market in general. I mean, all three of us, as we've all mentioned on podcasts, well, we're all knee deep in high-rated fodder that has unfortunately crashed due to a lack of really desirable SBCs, although we've had a little bit of a boost today. But if you do have, if you are sat on a big pile of coins and you are happy to wait for a few weeks, there is big profits to be made here, because as Nath said, that, you know, some of these players are so low. And when team of the season's over and people stop easily packing every week an 86, 87 rated player, suddenly these 84 rated informs again come into their own. Last year we had summer heat with a lot of big SBCs, and I'm sure you'll have all sorts of 86 pluses, 88 pluses, not to mention hopefully some icon SBCs. So yeah, it might be worth stashing a few of these guys away around rewards, and especially tomorrow night when everybody is going to be opening a load of packs. Sorry, Friday night when everyone's going to be opening a load of packs, trying to get what we presume will be the Premier League team of the season. But we have had, obviously, since last week, the community team of the season and the championship team of the season. And in the last couple of days, Chris, we've had the guaranteed SBCs.
Yeah. Actually, the championship one was really good value for the squad that you had to put in an 82 rated squad. Did it myself and got one of your forecast players that you did last week. So Mystic Wimby absolutely smashed it last week. Two players right and actually got the rating right as well. So Tony and is it Aaron's the right back?
I need that sound effect that John plays, that applause sound effect.
So no pressure on the foot coach there. He's got his still to come for Eredivisie, but no, you smashed it, mate. So 4 points for you. A healthy lead going into Eredivisie. So yeah, no, the guarantee one was, I thought, for the championship one was really good. As I say, I got Aaron's the right back, so that was a good pick for me, actually.
Yeah, it's a really good pull, but it's coming in at 18,500 coins. Right now, and 10, you can get 10 players who are worth more than that in this pack. There's only five below it. When you consider the fact that, so yeah, it's 18,500 coins, the cheapest 85 on the market, and you're guaranteed at least an 85 rated player from this is 10K. So at worst, you're going to lose 8,000 coins in terms of potential value. So it's an absolute no brainer to do it. Yeah, there's not that many people that you'd want to get out of it, Nath, would you say?
Yeah, there's only, well, I would have gone for two or three of them, to be honest. But there's not tons, but fodder, and we saw tonight the SBC's asking for a team of the season player as well. So even things like that's worth sort of thinking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And that does bring us on. So the guaranteed community team of the season, SBC, was released tonight at 6. This one, a little bit more pricey. It's an 85 rated squad with 70 chemistry. But Chris, again, is this one you're going to have a go at?
I'll probably give it a miss because I'm guaranteed to get Edward. I've already packed him. So he is having a laugh with me, so I packed him and managed it. Thankfully, it was tradable, otherwise he was going to get quick sold for 0 coins. So I managed to sell him pretty quick, though. I think he's a, don't say this to anybody else, but I think it's quite a decent card. But 110k, it's worth a shot. But again, these community guys, I doubt very much are going to be in your team, you know, come a couple of weeks. And, you know, we're going to probably talk about it later on, but the big one is coming right around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting value-wise because said it comes in at 110k, and at the moment, 9 out of the 15 players are actually above that. But I think they'll all plunge really. I think they're artificially high at the moment because they're the only sort of usable, mostly usable ones out there. I mean, I can't see, you know, Dombele's 250 grand at the moment. I can't see that lasting very long. Nkunku, 134,000 coins. I'm not buying the fact he's worth as much as Neymar. So, yeah, and the cheapest player available in this SBC is Moise Kean, who's coming in at 36,000 coins on the market. So you could take a big L of about 70,000 coins. But, Nath, what about you? Going for this?
Yeah, I've got one locked and loaded, ready to go. So I think we'll do that at the end of the pod. So
there we go.
Everybody cross their fingers for a nice Aaron Wan-Bissaka. I think that's the one that I'm looking for, as soon as I'm going to try and reshape my team on Friday if it is the Premier League tots. So could go with Wan-Bissaka, or even I think Alaba as well looks quite nice to replace Bender, the right back at centre-half. So we'll see what we get.
Yeah, there's a few nice names.
Yeah, just to get a better one. I mean, I paid 129k for Goldson at the weekend and played the weekend league. Decent player, to be fair. Actually, when all the headers are now coming into the game, he was great, you know, in the air. But he's now 60k, so that's a good 60k. That's he's halved his value. So as you say, Wimby, I think these guys are going to drop in price. I think those two probably that you say there, Nathan, are there probably keep their value, especially Wan-Bissaka for the league these guys. So hopefully you pull him, mate, fingers crossed.
Yeah, a few cards plummet in value as much as Team of the Season cards, even over just the course of the entire promo. It's again, it's another thing. If you've already got a pretty decent team, and if you're just kind of tempted to experiment with one of these players, I would really encourage you just to wait if you possibly can. Obviously, you know, it's a game at the end of the day and you want to have fun. And I'm not going to say, oh, don't go and buy anybody. But if you just wait a week or two, then, you know, the Harvey Barnes that's currently 500,000 coins is probably going to be 250,000, 300,000 coins at that. Because as soon as a left-wing version of Marcus Rashford comes out and a Son comes out in the Premier League, that dips down even lower. So hang on if you can would be my advice. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that, Nath. Looking forward to your pull at the end of the show.
Should it'll be Chris, guaranteed.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chris, who do you think he's going to get? Should we have a prediction now?
I think after Sunday, it's going to be Conor Gouldson.
Okay. I'm going to say you're going to get Leon Bailey. Will be my
that's a decent one.
I'll take either of them, to be fair. I mean, my Pat luck recently has been absolutely horrendous. So between Icon pulls and obviously the guaranteed packs, it's been pretty poor. So I'll take them as a mini win.
Yeah. Well, we've had a few more SBCs out tonight as well. You've got the UEFA Marquee Matchups is out covering the two semi-finals. We've also got another Community Team of the Season Challenge. You've got the couple of league SBCs are back. The La Liga SBC is back and you can get an ultimate pack if you complete that. And the Liga Mex is back for a rare players pack. It was noted as well that they've actually changed some of the requirements of some of these teams. So I think it was Cadiz in the La Liga was a real challenge because there was a lot of silvers involved and they were quite expensive. I think they've lowered the requirement of that team now to 6. So I know there's a few teams dotted around the various leagues as well. I know West Brom silvers are another one that are really hard to come by. The Premier League one is not out at the moment, but when that comes back, maybe those requirements will change as well. So if you're someone that is trying to stock up on those silvers and trying to do those SBCs, you might get a little bit of a break there, which would be nice. So good for those people going on the bronze pack method. I very much hope to be joining you soon. Unfortunately, I have a transfer list full of Mats Hummels. So until he goes up in value, I can't even open bronze packs. So such is life. Anyway, and the other thing we've had, gents, is another Team of the Season player in moments, Digne.
I think there seems to be a mixed reaction to that. I think from my point of view, I'm being a bit more cautious with him because I think with thoughts coming around and a few nice sort of predictions there, I think Digne may be slightly obsolete within days, potentially, if you are rocking that sort of Premier League backline. The good thing is that he's French, so he's linkable with a few different leagues, though. So
yeah, he's coming in at 235,000 coins, Chris. Any interest your end?
No, I very much agree with Nathan. 2-star weak foot and 3-star skills. Left back 5'10", so he's going to suffer from if you wanted to put him even in the centre. Yeah, I think the only thing going for him really is the fact he's French and the league that he plays in. There's nothing really about that card that screams to me that you've got to do it. If it's going to be a French player left back, I think by the time that the Liga Santander comes out, Mendy's always probably a favourite for everybody. He's a FIFA point seller, so that one's, I think he'll probably be included. And, Real Madrid's having quite a decent season as well.
Yeah, not a lot of desires. It just seems priced really badly as well, to be honest. I said, and considering how low fodder is at the moment, for it to still be 235,000 coins is a lot. I am very much staying away from this one. But look, again, if you're someone that fits your team, if you're an Everton fan, for example, why not go and do it? But yeah, I'm skipping this one. And on the objectives front, we've got another Team of the Season moments card in João Pedro, Chris.
Well, I'd probably leave that to the Championship expert to say if he's a good player in the league, because I know how much you love Watford.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, look, I think he's the third Watford player we've had now in this Team of the Season. I mean, look, they got promoted to second place in the Championship, so credit to them, but I would just like to have seen some more variety in these teams. I think there's multiple Barnsley players, multiple Hull players. Loads of, as I said, Watford and Norwich players as well. So just seems like a little bit of a missed opportunity for EA just to give a little bit to, you know, the Championship is what I think the fifth most attended league in the world. A lot of fans go through those gates and a lot of fans be playing FIFA. So it would have been nice to, you know, spread out the wealth a little bit. And yes, I'm incredibly biased because I want Reading players in there, but fair enough. What are you going to do?
But it's definitely worth doing, I think. I think it's good fun. I mean, well, we've said this many times we've been on. We love the Silver Lunch, you know, and it's a 4-star weak foot, 3-star skills. Brazilian fits nicely in with the Samba Stars. And if you look at his stats are really good as well. So I think he'd be quite good fun to play with, you know, and hopefully, you know, he's 6 foot as well. So, you know, it'd be good, hopefully be good in the air. So, no, I definitely think everybody does them, don't they, really, from that point of view.
Yeah, Nath, have you done many Silver Stars this year?
Yeah, I've done them all since, I think, was it Silas? I got in a few weeks later, so I've missed the Che Adams and the Moyes Keane. That Moyes Keane is a nightmare. He always seems to bother me. But I've kind of done pretty much everyone since then. So this one looks all right as a kind of a good mix match sort of to bring in those Samba Stars, because at the moment my Kem's taking a massive hit because I've kind of got German one side and then these Brazilians the other. So this might allow me to kind of mix things up a little bit more. So it could be pretty decent.
Yeah, and as usual, the requirements are really... it's exactly the same as you get for every Silver Stars, which is, what, 3 wins, 8 goals, 5 assists?
Yeah, same most weeks, I think.
Yeah, so shouldn't take you very long. I imagine a lot of people will be diving in to try and get this guy. So hopefully you should be able to get it done fairly quickly. And yeah, a nice new option to add to your silver lineup. And that just about, I said, that just about completes today's content lineup. I said lots of daily SBCs and things. I know lots of people are saving packs up for the Prem team this season. Gents, have either of you on the pack saving trail still?
Yes, absolutely. I've even kept a wee spreadsheet sort of compiled with what packs I've got, how many sort of points value they're worth, how much coins they're worth. So I think we're sitting at 111 packs just now, plus obviously reward day tomorrow. So if I can get up to about 120 by Friday, that might give me a nice start for it anyway.
Just a tiny nice start, I would say.
Yeah, it's amazing, mate. Hopefully
they'll bring some nice SBCs that I can throw all the dupes in, because there's probably no chance that I'll get an actual Team of the Season player, and I'll probably get lots of sort of 83s, 84s, like the usual sort of collection. So nice wee SBC to put them in would go down really well.
Yeah, because the attacking icon upgrade is expiring, isn't it? On, I think it's tomorrow, 6 o'clock.
So maybe we can get a nice new icon upgrade like we spoke about last time I was on. That'd be nice. Yeah. A nice sort of 88 high chemistry sort of requirement. But
Would be very nice. Chris, you saving anything?
Unfortunately, it was like a packet of Haribo last weekend.
No.
A packet, and I just had a nibble of one. Then I thought I'd have another couple. I'll just do another two, and then all of a sudden I had no packs left. And as I say, packed Edward, so that was just amazing.
Like a pot of Pringles. Once you popped, yeah. you just couldn't stop.
You just couldn't stop. And all of a sudden it was bare. So fair play, mate. 120 packs. That's amazing. I take my hat off to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I've my pack pile is minuscule in comparison. I've got about 40. I think they're all good packs though. So I'm hoping something. But in my head, I'm thinking, save them for League Earn. Save them for League Earn, because you want the crack at the big three. But I just can't hold on. My hand is like shaking as I go near that little red button on the companion app. It's like, open me. So I'll probably join in with the mass pack opening on Friday. And because the benefit of the Premier League opening is that they're usually the most expensive players, even the sort of lesser ones. So if you want to make any money, it's a better time to cash in.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one. My team's geared up mainly for Serie A or Ligue 1, but I think everyone expects a nice Bruno Fernandes card, and that's just got my name all over it. So no doubt I'll spend all that time trying to pack him. Had I think it was about 200 I saved up for Team of the Year and got zilch, so hopefully luck's turned. But yeah, can't wait any longer than Friday, I don't think. So we got it if it's not Premier League this week.
Yeah, it'd be a real curveball if EA do throw another league out there. I think they'll want to get that pack frenzy and get the hype going. But look, we shall wait and see. And we've only got 2 days, thankfully, to find out. We've got, before that, we've got Red Picks to look forward to. The first team of the season, Red Picks. Gents, how did you two play Weekend League? Have you got Red Picks to look forward to?
Yeah, obviously, I got a goal two because I got 17 wins. So looking forward to that again. Hopefully get Connor Goldson, the whole 60k of them. But I think it'll be interesting to see. It's almost like Christmas Eve at the moment, isn't it? You know, we're just sitting here waiting for the two big things to happen. So, yeah, I'd like, you know, it'd be great to get Valverde or somebody like that, but I imagine it'll be some low-rated player, the lowest-rated one we get. But, I mean, I think there's some decent cards here and it should be a good laugh.
Yep, very much agree. Nate, did you play?
Yeah, my time was a bit limited, so I tried to just basically play as much as I could. So I think I was finished on 14 for 9 or 10, I think it was, in the end of it. So it wasn't terrible. So the only thing with that is it opens up both team of the seasons, which means I'm definitely going to get the 85 rated community, not even the community, the EFL one. So we'll wait and see. Fingers crossed it's half decent, but it probably won't be.
Yeah, I'm in the gold two boat as well. I somehow managed to carve out time, thanks to garden centres, mostly. God bless garden centres being open. To carve out enough wins, and I snuck my way to 14. So I'm with you, Nathan. Hoping for Valverde and Alaba, but I'm very much bracing myself for Honeyman, Mullin and Elder.
Luck's got to change some point. It's our day tomorrow. That's it. We've decided it's our
it
day.
It is.
So we're all going to get these big pulls for once in the red pick.
But how did you find it then, Chris? How? Because obviously there's this big going into, you know, team of the season even. There's this, Weekend League's really sweaty. It's going to be the toughest time here. Did you find it extra sweaty?
Yeah. And to be honest, I made a big, big mistake. I jumped onto Next Gen. Just recently got the PlayStation 5 and was playing quite happily on the PlayStation 4 version of the game. And then for some reason, I decided, I'll just switch up this weekend. And that was an absolute disaster.
Why was it a disaster?
Because the matchmaking just seemed, and as I say, it's my first week of actually experiencing it. So if you guys got more experience than me, I'm happy, you know, to take that on board. But I played a guy, I was 9-9 at that point, and I was starting to really struggle, and I played a guy who absolutely spanked me. It was like a lion toying with a rabbit, the way he was playing. And I decided to message him, which I don't normally do, I don't normally message people, but the guy was so good, I just said to him, look, mate, go and just tell me what your record is, because I'm at 9-9, there's no way you're anywhere near my level. And he says, no, I'm 6-0 at the moment, if it will. You know, and if this guy gets beat any time in the Weekend League, I'd be surprised. He actually was just toying with me. I think I scored a goal. I think it's because he went away to the toilet or something like that. I think he just put, he's like, say, I'm 6-0 up after about 30 minutes. But I thought, I'll stick in here just to, and I messaged the guy, and I said, he was a nice guy, but he was 6-0. So for me, big mistake. And also, even when I went back to the PS4, I just felt this weekend, there didn't appear to be many players who were really new to the game or hadn't played it for a while. There seemed to be some really good, some real good players out there. It was a bit of a struggle getting to 17.
Where did you rank it on the sweat factor, Nath?
Mine was very mixed. I made the mistake for only the second time this year of playing on a Friday, which was just horrendous. I think I ended up 2 wins and 4 losses on the Friday, which wasn't great. But the Saturday, I went on some good runs, and I didn't actually find it too bad. I was quite helped by a lot of pretty poor teams against us, so the players were okay, but the teams were lacking, so it kind of helped. Obviously, I got the other end of it, where we matched with players that maybe didn't play so much recently and came back for tots, but didn't find it awful. There was only one game I think I got beaten by somebody that completely outclassed me. The rest of them was mainly me trying to be too cocky, playing up from the back and making silly passes more than anything. So,
did you play it on, because I know you've got a PS5, did you play on next gen or did you play on old gen?
I've played on next gen since release day. I was lucky enough to get one on release day, and then I just kind of went across to it. And I've played a couple of like seasons co-ops with my pal on old gen while he started PS4. But apart from that, I've not been back. I find it very strange. I'm used to all my setups now on the next gen. So,
Yeah, I've got Series X that I've had for a few months now, but I still don't play on the net for the same reasons that you were saying, Chris. I found, especially when I've ever played Rivals and things like, the matchmaking is just so wild. I don't want to put myself through it. So I actually, funnily, I usually go and play in the study now where I've put the old Xbox anyway. So I'm still sat on, I've got this great brand new bit of kit connected to a really nice TV downstairs. I'm sat up here huddled over a small monitor on my old gen. But it's not let me down. I did find the competition tough. I started okay. I was 4-0 or 4-1. And then I just sort of plummeted. I think I got to 4-4 or 4-5. And at one point managed to match up with the Scotland national team FIFA representative. So it was I scored a goal. He scored 8. It's just sat there just going, oh my, this guy. And he already had, so this was on the, I think it might have been the Friday, and he had already had Wan-Bissaka, he already had Alaba, I think he had Valverde maybe as well. So he'd gone straight out and done his shopping as well. So I was like, oh, have you managed to get all these players already? And then I looked him up, and yeah, it's a guy called Cameron Fed. Really nice guy. He was very, very good, but skipped all his replays, was nice, didn't take the mickey. Best of luck to the guy. You know, he looked him up on Twitter. He was only 16. So literally getting my ass handed to me by someone half my age is humbling.
Did you message him at all, Wendy?
I did. I messaged him just saying, GGs and stuff. And then I just looked him up and found his Twitter and was just like, I just sent him a tweet just saying, you just absolutely smashed me at champs. Well played. Best of luck going forward. And he responded, he was nice. So yeah, nice to see that the next generation are coming through. There are some nice ones out there.
Well, he's Scottish, yeah. So I'm surprised you've not ended up getting him on the pod yet.
Yeah, I mean, I should have said it's maybe we'll try and get him on for an interview or something later on in the season. So yeah, so he's going to be representing Scotland presumably I think they're going to do some sort of a national world championships or something. So yeah. Best of luck to him and best of luck to Cameron if you're listening. You're more than welcome on any time. So, yeah, 2 red picks tomorrow. Nice to have that to look forward to. Was there anything from either of you that you did or didn't do this weekend that's made you rethink a strategy or your team selection going forward?
For me, again, a bit like Nathan, I did rush it. Simply because I actually got my vaccination on Saturday and I'd heard so many stories about people being unwell the next day that was like, right, I better play all my games on Saturday and play on Friday. And I rushed the game. And as John always says, the minute you rush the game, your gameplay goes out the window. I did find with the next gen, and you guys can tell me that the teams on the next gen just seem to be so much better than the guys on the PS4 as well. So that was one thing I did notice. But as I say, I rushed it. And as John always says, you know, you rush the game, you don't play as well, and you start making silly mistakes. So that was my big mistake this weekend.
You planning any team changes?
Yeah, I like that. Probably will hopefully pick something up when the packs come out. I'll probably go on tradable with rewards and maybe try and pick somebody up. It'll be interesting to see how the teams, because it really was like Icon Central. I don't know if you guys found it this weekend. But hopefully somebody decent in the Premier League will pick somebody up. Another centre-back would really be handy. I think Goldson might struggle a little bit.
Nath, what about you? Any changes afoot?
Yeah, potentially. Again, it's another weekend. I'm not sure how many games I'll get to play, which is quite annoying because it's the big one, but we'll see what we can do. But last weekend, I decided it'd be a really, really good time to try a whole new setup. So, like, tactically. So I changed my formation, changed all of my setups on my formations for the first few games and just couldn't handle it at all. So I think I'll go back to my tried and trusted ones. And then to be fair, I'm not going to bother playing Friday at all. I'm going to spend the whole Friday night opening packs. Hopefully I'll pack somebody. If not, I'll probably craft Dalglish because I've got mid Eto'o at the moment, and me and him we're not getting on very well at all. So I don't think he likes me very much. So I'll need to replace him, but I need an icon for the links because I'm kind of running the hybrid at the moment. So there'll be a few changes, but it all depends on who's in those lovely packs over the next few days.
What formation did you try and go to that didn't work?
I did go to just the standard 4-4-2, but obviously different sort of versions of it. But because I'm not great defensively, I needed the CDMs instead. So I've reverted back to the second variation of 4-4-2, and I tried the 4-3-1-2 instead of my normal 4-1-2-1-2, which is both of them are very exciting. And I found I got a lot of rage quits with those ones because I managed to kind of go 2 or 3 up really quickly with them. And the other guy never really sussed me out with my horrendous defending. So that was quite a good approach for the teams that you kind of look at and you go, these guys haven't played for a wee while sort of thing. They had all the special cards from, like, you know, foot freeze and stuff like that. So you thought, I'm just going to try and blitz them. So I think that's the way to go when you sort of, you suss them out to begin with, just go gung-ho for me. Makes it more fun.
Yeah, I made exactly the same mistake as you. I tried to put in a whole new system, and I also went 4-4-2 at the weekend, and I found I was creating loads of chances, but I was just giving away just such easy chances on the break and stuff, and it's just a bad time to be, especially because you put yourself under pressure in every game in weekend league. It's a really bad time to be trying to get used to it. So I reverted back to I think I was some like 9 and 10. And reverted back to the tried and trusted 4-2-2-2, and then rattled off, I think, 5 wins in 6, which just, you know, felt nice and familiar. So I think that would be my advice, is that if you are planning to do anything new, put it in now and get yourself some time in the rivals arena. I think, Chris, you've mentioned that before yeah. Weekend league, getting yourself nice and prepped.
Yeah, certainly, you know, tomorrow, you know, not to say iron sharpens iron, so get into the rivals and, you know, try and stay off the objectives tomorrow as well, because that does definitely mess with your game. I played the 4-4-2 this weekend and I actually enjoyed it. I found a few of the versions I'd used before, the 4-2-2-2, and I think, as you say, it's just about finding a situation or finding a formation that suits your style of play, and just sticking with it, and, you know, stick with the game, because you may get beat in a couple of games, but trust me, you'll get the same record as you always get this weekend. You might not start good, or might start, hopefully it starts great, but you will. If you do, you normally get 14, I guarantee you'll get 14 this weekend coming.
Yeah, one other thing I wanted to put to you, Chubbs, as well, that I've been trying to work on, and again, Chris, I think you flagged this up in the Discord, which you can join, by the way, by becoming a patron of this fine podcast. If you go to patreon.com/footinreview and sign up for any of our tiers. The last one starts at around €3 a month. And for that, you get Discord access, discount coaching, and all sorts of other goodies. And there's other tiers as well. So if you do want to help support the show, please do that. But anyway, you mentioned in the Discord, you flagged up an instructional on crossing.
And yes. So, yeah, definitely. Our man Hicks put up a great video on crossing. So it was really, I don't know if you used it, Wimby, did you try it?
Yeah, so this was it. So basically from almost from the first week of the game, I had my crossing on assisted, because those whipped crosses in the first few couple of months of the game were so deadly that it just made sense to do it. It was, you know, if you got into a certain position, it was basically an auto goal. And then they changed things around, and I think they nerfed the volleys a little bit, and just generally, and as defenders got quicker, that cross became less and less effective. It still worked. But anyway, so I thought I'd try this and put my crossing onto semi. And that's, yeah, I was going to ask, what do you play on? Because I found the adjustment really tough to make.
I kept it the same. But the interesting thing about that video was where you actually cross from. You know, they say get to byline, whip it across. But that seems to go to the goalkeeper. Whereas if you watch the video, you know, the guy who does the video breaks it down into segments, and the pitch, I think, is cut into, like, you know, four squares one side and 4 squares the other side. And basically, if you think about it, you don't cross from the last square on the side of the pitch. You actually cross from almost the corner of the box. And that made a huge difference, you know, because I was finding I was getting into the byline and, you know, most people just knock it low across the goal and try and get somebody to just tap it in. But sometimes you want to cross it in, but actually what's happened is the goalkeeper catches it every time, you know, but actually I was finding when you were crossing it early and quite hard, it made a huge difference. And even Ryan Kent was scoring some great headers, you know, coming in from the opposite wing.
Yeah, and I'm the same. It's been actually really nice to just get some of those big whipped crosses in from the deep. And I should give props as well to the guy that created the video. He's a gentleman called Hobear. I think he contributes to the is it the Foot Weekly podcast? But yeah, if you want to look him up, it's H, I think that's two O's, B-E-A-R. It's called Why Crossing is the Key Attacking Element to Add to Your Game. Really good, easy to follow video. And I've just been practicing away in squad battles. You know, listening to, you know, when John and Dory were odd a few weeks ago, sort of saying that's the best arena to sort of just get these new mechanical things in. So I've been really trying hard, and it's just so satisfying to have a different, it's just nice from a video game point of view to have different ways to score goals. Because that's what I just find is really fun in football games, especially if you are playing something like squad battles, is at least having different ways to find the back of the net.
No, definitely. I mean, as I say, and what wingers were you using then, Wimby? Were you anything particularly good for you?
So at the moment, I've got a Tal on one flank, and on the other, I actually had I had Neymar out there.
All right.
For the weekend league, and then sometimes I was swapping Neymar and Player of the Month and Mbappe around, but I was also bringing on people like Fatty and Amangita and lots of different people on to try and do it. But it's difficult because I you know, you feel like you start to master them in squad battles, and then you know you feel under pressure in a weekend league or a rivals game, and you go back to the tried and tested. So it's just having the mental, you know, take the mental block off to go, okay, if I mess this up, it's not the end of the world. It will help me in the long term. But this, you know, sometimes you know, like real football, we feel under so much pressure to get short-term results that you don't trust the process.
Mm-hmm. No, it's definitely the thing, as I say, is just trust your game this weekend. You know, and if crosses are working for you, just keep doing it. Eventually, it'll come good. And people are not expecting them. You know, they're not expecting you to whip that ball over, so they're not necessarily going to defend it particularly well. And you'll get a good few nice goals, definitely.
Yeah, and as John brought up the other week, so many people are using these shorter fullbacks with inferior positional awareness and defensive awareness. So there is certainly ways to exploit that. But Nath, I think you dropped off there for a bit, but you're back.
I was trying to speak away saying that John would say that because I do believe he's got a special version of Ronaldo who might be in the crossing situation to head them in.
Yeah, he's mentioned that once or twice.
I thought we'd keep up the tradition, but yeah. To be honest, I'm a massive fan of crossing. I've had sort of over 20 odd goals at the weekend through crossing. So I kind of just whack the ball in there as soon as I can.
Don't you have some other player that's similar to John's?
It's similar, but not quite as juiced.
just the 95 one.
Just the 95 one. But to be fair, it was Mbappe seemed to come up with a lot of headers this weekend league for some reason. He just seemed to have so much power that the fullbacks playing at centre half couldn't get near him. He didn't even have to jump for half of them, so that helped as well.
Do you play with semi-assisted or assisted crossing?
I have no idea. I've not touched it, so whatever it was on, it's been left and it's worked perfectly.
Presumably, I think it's semi is the default. So.
Ah, okay, that's what it'll be then. But yeah, it's working really well. Possibly too well, because I think I get quite predictable at times. If there's a good player, then you'll see that I'm kind of head for the touchline and try and cross it in. So I probably do need to work a bit more narrow. But
yeah, the more options and the more unpredictable you are, the better. But of course, again, it goes back to that mental and having the muscle memory and you know, staying calm and also having the courage sometimes to try things. But because, you know, we've all been there, you try something different in a game and it goes wrong. And you just think, oh, why didn't I just do that instead? Why did I have to try and be fancy? But yeah, look, it's just a game. So try and take that, get out of your own head and try and have a bit of fun. But before we wrap up then, Chris, I know that you know, we've already mentioned my success in the prediction game. And I understand you want to go again.
Yeah, I think the three of us should have a go again. I mean, I know we're up against the champ here. So we've got our work cut out for us, Nathan. But I think all of us should actually pick one player who we think is going to make the EPL and the rating as well. And what's the reason why we think that person is going to get in.
Okay. Nath, do you want to go first?
Yeah. I'm actually going to play it really, really safe, I think. There's too much pressure, seeing as you're the champ there, Wimby. So I'm going to go Bruno Fernandes, who I've used his team, this team of the year card, which was one of the top cards in the game, I think. I think it was just fantastic, does everything. So that was a 97. I don't think they'll juice up to a 99, so I'll go down the middle and go a 98 Bruno Fernandes.
Very nice. I will go for a Marcus Rashford card, and I'll say he's going to be 95 rated. And this one's a bit more dubious because, you know, if they are keeping these squads at 15, you have got Son out there on the left, who's probably had the better season. So whether there's a space for Rashford, but I just think he's a pack seller. So I think he's going to get in. And as I said, a 95 left wing card will be my prediction.
Nice. I'm going to go for a player who should probably be one of the best players in the world, but only when he decides to turn up, and that's Paul Pogba. I had a look to see how many. He's had 3 informs this year already, and he's up to 90. I think you're probably right. I think Fernandez probably going to be the highest at 98. So I think he's going to be 96. Maybe on the left, I doubt it. I think probably central. You know, I think Paul Pogba, 96. Let's go with that one.
Always a player I've really struggled to get on with. In obviously, I've only came back to FIFA last year, but both in FIFA 20 and FIFA 21, just can't get on with the Pogba cards. I don't know what it is.
He's got everything that you'd want, isn't he? But he is a little bit clunkier, you feel.
I think he's like that in real life. I think they've just met up his personality. You know, he's a player who should be one of the best players in the world. You know what I mean? What is he? 6'3". He's got old bags and bags of skill and bags of talent, but it just seems, you know. For all you Man United fans out there, you know, I don't know if he's actually done everything you expect him to do. So,
I mean, we'll get Graham Souness onto the pod to give us a view.
Pogba's a great shout though, because I'm one of these guys that I try and I do look at predictions and I quite enjoy the leaks and stuff. And I've actually never seen anybody even suggest Paul Pogba. He could be a wee dark horse in there. Which him and a Bruno sort of thing, you could actually have a phenomenal like midfield with those two.
I think the only problem with that is, sorry, is you're pushing KDB, aren't you? That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, sorry, go on.
I think either way, I've got a feeling it's going to be a Manchester City heavy team of the season. I think there's going to be a good 4, 5, 6 City players in the 15.
Yeah, I mean, I think Footbin have gone for a squad of, 5, 8, 12. They've gone for a 23-man squad for a Premier League team of the season. Whether that will be, we don't really know. And I suppose the other unknown, just quickly, is we don't know whether we're going to have a minor and a major league out on Friday, or if they're going to go back to the traditional Friday, Tuesday, or Friday, Wednesday squad. So that'll be interesting as well. But yeah, Footman have gone for a 23-man squad in their central midfielders. They've gone for De Bruyne, Bruno in the main first 11, and then you've got Suchek and Gundogan.
Yeah.
Gundogan. And also got Tielemans in there as well. I mean, it's going to be tough for Pogba to get them. I mean, Gundogan's won player of the month twice. Bruno's Bruno, and De Bruyne's De Bruyne.
Yeah, and Suchek's had a good season as well, hasn't he? You know, that's him. Probably, maybe Pogba's been a bad shout, but I'll keep my fingers crossed that I'm not very confident now.
He could easily be a marquee moments player.
Yeah.
There's a Lingardinho could potentially make it as well with his sort of post-January form, but we were having a chat in the Discord about that. I've got a feeling he could be a potential objectives player or an SBC. Probably an objectives, I think he's more suited for, but I've got a suspicion that he might be included because there's been a lot of clamour for him over the last few months with how well he's been playing.
Yeah, and again, he's the kind of player that I think it would be easy to give a sort of 90 or an 89 rated SBC to, because they don't seem massively keen to have really big SBCs when they don't have. So, the flashback Ribéry was really expensive. I'm trying to think of other ones. So you had Aguero. But we have the end of era guys, but they've not had that many really premium SBCs this year, have we?
Not really. I mean, was it Boateng, the 90-rated centre half? He's probably as good as we've had in terms of longevity as well. Because I think
he wasn't even that expensive though.
I think he was about 200k or something, wasn't he? And yeah. I'm sure that was sort of one of the big promos where everyone was bursting packs open anyway, and fodder was slightly lower.
I was going to ask actually, sorry, just if you do pack you know, if you do get, you know, in your red picks next week, or you do pack, you know, a really good Premier League, would you consider doing the Aguero card? Because he's only 664,000. Seems pretty cheap for that card. Would you consider doing him?
It's funny because I was looking at that today, actually. I still think it's too much of a gamble because I'm just not sure if I'd get on with the card. And to chuck, you know, 650,000 worth into a player like that, I would be too nervous. I really wish you could do a loan version of these guys.
Yeah, I would put that sort of further than that into Dalglish or potentially any other sort of icon that comes, or even a icon roulette shot, I think. Being more a Man United fan than anyone down south, then I probably wouldn't touch a City player unless you're talking like a Yaya Toure icon suddenly sort of appears out of nowhere, but I don't think that's going to be happening.
Yeah, it's interesting. Dalglish is 1 million, so he's a good 300,000 more.
Yeah, I've kind of half started him, and then I thought I'll wait and see what happens with. I think there was a 60 days, it was about 2 months that was on him, so I figured that I did the lower rated ones. I think I've got 3 squads left, so if I don't complete it, it's not the end of the world. But I've used his moments one in the past, had it tradable, and it was just unbelievable, even for an ex Liverpool player, which I know anybody listening to this will be loving life, but he's different gravy, so.
Excellent. Right. Well, I think that just about wraps up. Only one thing left to do. Nathan, are you ready?
Wimby, can I just...
Go ahead.
Another thing, sorry to say, is a big shout out to Aaron and John last night. They were coaching the Vizzy team. I think I can say that. I won't give the team away, but they had a massive result. So foot coaching is very much on the up. They did an amazing job yesterday. I watched the games and it was brilliant. So congratulations to those two guys. I won't mention the team.
Excellent. Yeah, big kudos. And again, of course, you can go over to footcoaching.com and find out how you can get, if you do feel like your game needs sharpening up. So John and Aaron, fantastic at what they do. And just head over there. And as I mentioned, if you are a member of the Patreon, you do get coaching discounts as well. So again, patreon.com/footreview and footcoaching.com. Right. Nice.
Sorry, last thing. Sorry, I keep jumping here, guys. It's like a question time, isn't it? Sorry.
So, Mr. Speaker,
5-star reviews, guys, please.
Yes. You know,
and I think there's been one or two that says, "Bring back Big Papa Max jokes. They're absolutely amazing. The reason why we listen to the show." So I've got one for you guys tonight. So it's a FIFA related one. Is what is a dog's favorite FIFA player?
Don't know.
Garincha.
Oh wow!
So it's going to be something like Didier Drogba.
Oh, done me again, mate! You do me every time, brilliant. Mate.
These are the dad jokes coming out now, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So other point I guess we should probably raise as well, just before we do this pack. If anybody's listened to this before they get the red picks, bust open your. Or we'd recommend anyway, bust open your community packs, your guaranteed pack, before you open your red, so at least you won't be hitting a dupe that you don't need.
Yes, very good point.
Yeah, great point.
Right. So which dupe are you avoiding? Let's see.
Let's see.
Little drum roll.
Oh, it's a community one. Oh, it's not the one that I really wanted. It's a Zielinski.
Yeah. Well, John really likes him.
He'll do it. He's actually got decent base stats. He's an 89 rated cam. He'll go nice with Ronaldo if I can work that in, but we'll see who else. I'll probably keep him. He's 58k apparently on Footbin, so it's fine. It's fine. It's not my Aaron Wan-Bissaka, but hopefully that'll come tomorrow.
Ah, well, 5-star
weak foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know that far, so that'll do. That'll do. Could be a decent super sub with a Hunter on him or something if I can push him up.
Yeah, and I'm just seeing how much he costs on Footbin. I see he's 52k, so unfortunately it's a financial L.
But it was fun. It was worth a gamble. Put these things in front of us, and we're going to take them pretty much every time, I think.
But if you put a Hunter on him, he's got 97 acceleration and 99 sprint speed, and his shooting's pretty good as well, mate. And his agility is really good, which I always look for in a cam, so... I think that's actually one of these cards that you might find might be a bit of diamond and a rough, you know, mate, a good one.
John really liked him. John was talking about him on Monday.
Oh, ideal. I say that though, John's a phenomenal player. And I'm probably slightly below average. So we'll see if we can get him to work. I might go and have a few Rivals games after trying to unlock those the Silver Star boy.
Yeah, it was interesting as well. He plays for Napoli, who won't be in FIFA after FIFA 20. Apparently they've just signed up with Pez.
Yeah, I saw that.
We've got one more year of Napoli, then it will be, I don't know.
Piermanto Calcio the second.
Ian. Penne instead of Napoli. Make some sort of pasta joke. And anyway, on that terrible, terrible note, I think we should probably wrap that up. The only way is down from there. Gentlemen, thank you both indeed for taking the time to join us on the show. Starting with you, Nath, where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter as NJ Downs, and I'm on Discord at Nathan Downs.
And Chris?
You'll get me on the Discord at Grandpapa Mac, and if you don't want to hear any of my bad jokes, please leave us a 5-star review and say, no more jokes, please.
Absolutely. And yeah, I am at Wimby on Twitter. And again, you can find me in the Discord and also in our good friends over at the Casual Foot Podcast as well. Go check those guys out if you need even more audio. They do fantastic work over there, and you can go join their Discord and join us and the trading part and hear all about how much money we've lost each week. So please release something that will shift my Matt's Hummels. That's all I ask. EA, you know, I've given you so many ideas on this podcast. The least you can do is get me out of this financial hole. And on that note, we will wrap it up again. Please head over to footcoaching.com for all of your coaching needs and patreon.com/footandreview. And as Chris mentioned as well, if you can't support us financially, which we very much understand, if you do have the time to leave us a 5-star review, it helps other people find us and helps the podcast grow. And we very much appreciate it. Anyway, best of luck to all of you in your red picks tomorrow and your rewards. John will be back on Friday. Not sure who's got with him. He might have the King of the North again back for another round, but I'll be back at some point next week. I'm sure with one of these two fine gentlemen, because I think contractually I have to have at least one Scottish-based guest to host this show. So I will see you all next week. And in the meantime, gents, what have we got left to do?
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U.
T.
F-U.
T.
F-U-T.
F-U-T.
T.
T.
In view.
F-U-T.